Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're in Sechus Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel. So the three points we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that two lodges can eat at the same table, even though one is eating meat and the other is eating milk. And Rabbi Chanin Barami said in the name of Shmuel that this is only when they don't know each other, and therefore it's unlikely that they would take fruit from one another. Point number two, in the next Mishnah of the Perek, we learn that while the Rabbanim were visiting Hananya ben Chizkiyahu ben Garon in his upper chamber, a vote was taken on a number of issues. Beis Shammai outnumbered Beis Hillel, and 18 measures were enacted on that day. And point number three, the Gemara provides some background on Hananya ben Chizkiyahu and his achievements. So a Braisa identifies him and his colleagues as the authors of Megillas Tainus. This was a scroll compiled at the end of Beis Sheni, which lists dates that are treated as minor festivals in which fasting is prohibited on account of miraculous salvations which occurred on them. The Bryce explains that they wrote the Megillah because they cherished the troubles that befell them. What this means is that they understood they were fully deserving of the hardships and cherished that Hashem had miraculously saved Klal Yisrael on those days. They therefore established those dates to be celebrated as minor holidays and recorded them for posterity. And then Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that Hananya ben Chizkiyahu should be remembered favorably for reconciling all the seeming contradictions between Sefer Yechezkel and the Torah. He secluded himself in his upper chamber for an extended period of time until he reconciled the various psukim. Sefer Yechezkel would have been hidden away if he hadn't done so. All right, so now let's do a review. Point number one, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that two lodges can eat at the same table even though one is eating meat and the other is eating milk. Rabbi Chanin Barami said in the name of Shmuel that this is only when they don't know each other and therefore it's unlikely they would take food from one another. Point number two, in the next mission of the Perek we learn that while the Rabbanim were visiting Hananya ben Chizkiyahu ben Garon in his upper chamber, a vote was taken on a number of issues. Beis Shammai outnumbered Beis Hillel, and 18 measures were enacted on that day. And point number three, the Gemara provides some background on Hananya ben Chizkiyahu and his achievements. A Braisa identifies him and his colleagues as the authors of Megillas Tainus. This was a scroll compiled at the end of Beis Sheni, which lists dates that are treated as minor festivals in which fasting is prohibited, on account of miraculous salvation was occurred on them. The Braisa explains that they wrote the Megillah because they cherish the troubles that befell them. What this means is that they understood they were fully deserving of the hardships and cherished that Hashem had miraculously saved Klal Yisrael on those days. They therefore established those dates to be celebrated as minor holidays and recorded them for posterity. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that Hananya ben Chizkiyahu should be remembered favorably for his reconciling all the seeming contradictions between Sefer Yechezkel and the Torah. He secluded himself in his upper chamber for an extended period of time until reconciled the various psukim. Sefer Yechezkel would have been hidden away if he hadn't done so. All right, so now we go to our siman. So the siman for Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here we go. The bar mitzvah boy's PowerPoint presentation on the topic of eating meat and milk at the same table concluded with his acceptance of 18 enactments and a moving speech on the importance of cherishing one's troubles and resolving contradictions. Once again, in slow motion. The bar mitzvah boy, that reminds us, we're on Daf Yud Gimel. The Bar Mitzvah boy's PowerPoint presentation on the topic of eating meat and milk at the same table, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that two lodgers can eat at the same table even though one is eating meat and the other is eating milk. And Rabbi Chanin Barami said in the name of Shmuel that this is only when they don't know each other and therefore it's unlikely they would take food from one another. So the Bar Mitzvah boy's PowerPoint presentation on the topic of eating meat and milk at the same table concluded with his acceptance of 18 enactments, which reminds us, the next mission in the Perek we learn that while the Rabbanim were visiting Hananya ben Chizkiyahu ben Garon in his upper chamber, a vote was taken on a number of issues, and Beis Shammai outnumbered Beis Hillel, and 18 measures were enacted on that day. So it concluded with his acceptance of 18 enactments and a moving speech on the importance of cherishing one's troubles and resolving contradictions, which reminds us the Gemara provides some background on Hananya ben Chizkiyahu and his achievements. A Braisa identified him and his colleagues as the authors of Megillas Tainus, a scroll that was compiled at the end of Beis Sheni, which lists dates that are treated as minor festivals in which fasting is prohibited on account of miraculous salvation which occurred on them. And the Braisa explains that they wrote the Megillah because they cherished the troubles that befell them. And what this means is they understood they were fully deserving of the hardships and cherished that Hashem had miraculously saved Klal Yisrael on those days. And they therefore established those dates to be celebrated as minor holidays and recorded them for posterity. And then Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that Hananya ben Chizkiyahu should be remembered favorably for reconciling all the seeming contradictions between Sefer Yechezkel and the Torah. He secluded himself in his upper chamber for an extended period of time until he reconciled the various psukim. Sefer Yechezkel would have been hidden away if he hadn't done so. So once again, the Bar Mitzvah boy's PowerPoint presentation on the topic of eating meat and milk at the same table concluded with his acceptance of 18 enactments and a moving speech on the importance of cherishing one's troubles and resolving contradictions. All right, now it's time for a four blah blah chazorah beginning on Daf Tes. So the Simon Daf Tes is a teapot. So here we go. The barber kept his broken scissors in a teapot. Teapot, that reminds us, we're on Daf Tes. The barber kept his broken scissors in a teapot. The broken scissors reminds us of Rav Acher ben Yaakov explains the various reasons why the Mishnah forbids beginning certain activities on any weekday shortly before Mincha Gedolah, until he davens as a precautionary measure that one should not come to miss Mincha. So when it comes to a haircut, the concern is the barber's scissors might break. In terms of a bathhouse, lest someone going to use a steam bath becomes faint. In terms of a tannery, lest someone going in to expend his hides discovers a flaw in the merchandise and becomes preoccupied because of it. A small meal, because it might extend to a larger meal. Judging a case, because a judge at the end of the case, dealing with his verdict, might see a reason to reconsider and overturn his verdict. So the barber kept his broken scissors in a teapot on top of a 10-tefachim post that read, "No burdens here." And that reminds us of Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi said the Rav Meir was of the opinion that it is forbidden to use a post 10-tefachim high and 4-tefachim wide in Rishus Yachid to rearrange a burden on, even though the post is a status of the Rishus Yachid and the person is standing in Rishus Yachid as a safeguard against doing the same on an elevation Rishus Rabbim, which would then involve a violation of transferring from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yachid. So the barber kept his broken scissors in a teapot on top of a 10-tefachim post that read, "No burdens here," to remind his customers to daven mincha before he placed the barber's cloth on their lap. Because the Mishnah stated that when one has already begun one of these activities, he does not need to interrupt them in order to daven. And the Gemara defined the beginnings of each of these activities. So in terms of a haircut, it's when one puts the barber cloth on his lap. In terms of a bathhouse, when one removes his clothing. A tannery, when one slips his arm out of the sleeves and ties the sleeves behind his back. In terms of a meal, Rav said when one washes his hands. Rav Chanina says when one unfastens his belt. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Chanina was referring to those in Bavel who are accustomed to gird themselves tightly. Daf Yud. So the symbol for Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The Chayasha minion of Yidden. Minion of Yidden, that reminds us, we're on Daf Yud. The Chayasha minion of Yidden, a mix of those dressed in cloaks and fine shoes, while others clasp their hands appearing like servants, which reminds us, the Gemara gives examples of various Rabbanim when conduct themselves during tefillah. Rav Abba Rav Huna would dress in fine footwear and daven, citing support for his practice from the pasuk of Hikon Likros Elokach Yisrael, prepare to meet your God Yisrael. Rav would take off his cloak, clasp his hands in daven, explaining that one must appear like a servant before his master. Rav Ashi said that Rav Kahana would behave in the following way. When there was suffering in the world, he would take off his cloak, clasp his hands in daven. He said one must appear like a servant before his master. But when there was peace, he would dress, cover up, and wrap himself with a fine cloak, and then daven, based on the pasuk of Hikon Likros Elokach Yisrael, prepare to meet your God Yisrael. When Rav once observed Rav Hamnuna prolonging his davening, he asked, "Manichin chayo olam ba'oskim b'chayo shah? Does one forsake the pursuit of eternal life and occupy himself instead with concerns for the transitory life?" The Gemara explains that according to Rav Hamnuna, the time for tefillah is separate from the time for learning Torah, meaning that the obligation to learn Torah does not apply when one is engaged in tefillah. So the Chayasha minion of Yidden, a mix of those dressed in cloaks and fine shoes, while others clasp their hands, appearing as servants, celebrate the gift of Shabbos together as brothers. So we're reminded that Rav Bar Machasya said in the name of Rav Chama Bar Guria, who said in the name of Rav, the one who gives a gift to a friend must inform him about it. Hanosim matan al chavero sark lo odio. Based on the pasuk das ki ani mekadeshchem, to know that I am Hashem who makes you holy. A brisa teaches from this pasuk, Hashem said to Moshe, matana tovi yeshi bebeis kanazai v'shabbos shema. I have a wonderful gift to my treasure house called Shabbos, and I wish to give it to Israel. Go and inform them. The Gemara clarifies that although the gift of Shabbos was likely to become revealed in any event, since it's the day of rest and enjoyment, its reward for observing it would not likely become revealed. And it was of this reward that Hashem wanted Moshe to inform the Jewish people. Celebrate the gift of Shabbos together as brothers, feeling no jealousy for one another. Because we have another statement from Rav Bar Machasya, who said in the name of Rav Chama Bar Guria, who said in the name of Rav, Loma al Yeshana Adam beno ben Abanim. A person should never treat one son differently than his other sons. For on account of two slimes weight, a fine wool that Yaakov gave to Yosef in excess of what he gave his other sons, his brothers became jealous of him, which eventually resulted in the sale of Yosef and our forefathers descending down to Mitzrayim. Daf Yadav. So the Simmer Daf Yadav is stars related to the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here we go. The exceptionally starry sky. Starry sky. That reminds us we're on Daf Yadav. The exceptionally starry sky above the government building. Government building reminds us that Rav Bar Machasya said in the name of Rav Chama Bar Guria, who said in the name of Rav, if all the steeds were black ink, and the marshes were quills, and the heavens were parchments, and all the people were scribes, they would not suffice to record the depth of mind of the government. And from Sharshi has said, the pasuk that teaches us this is, Shemayim Marum Va'aretz La'omek V'Lev Malachim Ein Cheker. The heavens for height, the earth for depth, and the mind of kings are beyond investigation. So the exceptionally starry sky above the government building shed light on the drinking fountain in the Rishus of Rabim, where a tailor tried to bend over while standing in a Carmelis, which reminds us, a person should not stand in Rishus of Yachid, bend forward and drink in Rishus of Rabim, or vice versa, because he might forget and transfer the cup from one domain to the other. But if he brought his head and most of his body into the Rishus he's drinking, it is permitted, since he's unlikely to forget and transfer the cup from one Rishus to the other. The question was asked with regards to a Carmelis. Is it permitted to stand in the Carmelis and drink in Rishus of Yachid, Rishus of Rabim, and vice versa? Abai said the same restriction applies. Even though a Carmelis is only at the Rabbanan, and we typically don't apply a gezer l'gezer, we don't legislate a rabbinic decree to protect another rabbinic decree, the laws of Otsar are different, Tosas explains, and Mefarshim further explain, partly because since the Otsar is done so frequently, people might become lax in it, or they just don't treat it seriously enough, and therefore we need to be more strict. Rava said the same restriction does not apply, since it would be a case of a gezer l'gezer, legislating a rabbinic decree to protect another rabbinic decree. So where a tailor tried to bend over while standing in a Carmelis with his needle pinned to his shirt. Because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that a craftsman who carries his tools of his trade on Shabbos in the manner of his craft, such as a tailor going out with a needle pinned to his garment, would be liable for a chattis, even though this manner of carrying would be unusual for any other person. Daf Yud Beis. So the Sim for Yud Beis is 12 brothers. Here we go. The 12 Holy Cohen brothers, 12 brothers, that reminds us we're on Daf Yud Beis. The 12 Holy Cohen brothers who wore their tefillin outside till late, Erev Shabbos, which reminds us that Brice in the Academy of Rishmael taught the following. A person is permitted to go outside wearing tefillin Erev Shabbos just before nightfall. And Rabbi Rav Kun explains that there's no concern that he might wear the tefillin outside after Shabbos begins. Since a person is obligated to touch his tefillin at all times, he's always aware of their presence. And he brings the Kav HaChomer from the Tzitz. The Tzitz, which the head player of the Kohen Gadol, has only one mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name on it. Yet the Torah says, Vayal mitzcho tamid, and it shall be on the Kohen Gadol's forehead constantly, which teaches he should not divert his attention from it. How much more so should a person not divert his attention from tefillin, which has many more mentions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in them. So the 12 Holy Cohen brothers who wore the tefillin outside till late Erev Shabbos would always visit the sick on Shabbos, saying, Shabbos im elizok, because it was taught in the Brisa that one who visits a sick person on Shabbos should say, Shabbos im elizok, refuah krov levo. It is Shabbos now, therefore we're prevented from crying out for your recovery, but the healing will come soon. As the Maharsha explains, the sick person might think that since tefillah is prohibited on Shabbos, because it might arouse weeping, Shabbos is preventing his recovery. Therefore, we reassure him that his recovery is as likely to come on Shabbos without tefillah as it would come during the week with tefillah. So they'd always visit the sick on Shabbos, saying Shabbos milizok, and making sure never to sit on a sick person's bed. Because it was taught in a Braisa, one who visits a sick person should not sit on a bed or a chair. Rather, he should wrap himself and sit on the ground or a low chair because the Shekhinah is above the head of the sick person. This one from the Pasuk, Hashem Yisedenu Al-Eres Davai. Hashem will support him on the sick bed. Tosus explains, though, that this restriction applies only where the sick person is lying on the ground or on a low bed, since the visitor sitting on the chair might be, so to speak, higher than the Shekhinah, which is at the patient's head. All right, now let's conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Here we go. Number one. Where do we learn that Rav Hananya Bar Chizkiyahu was the one who resolved the stiras, the contradictions between Sefer Yechezkel and the Torah? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number two. Where do we learn about the importance of treating sons equally? That's on Daf Yud. Great. Number three. Where do the Malchokas Abai and Rav regarding Chori Rishus of Rav and crevices in Rishus of Rav? That's on Daf Zion. Great. Number four. Where do we learn that two strangers can eat meat and milk at the same table? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number five. Where do we learn that one should not sit on a sick person's bed because the Shekhinah is there? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Great. Number six. Where do we learn that when one gives a gift, one needs him for the recipient of the gift? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number seven. Where do we have the Mishnah mentioning the 18 enactments? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number eight. Where do we learn about our inability to grasp the government's thinking given the complexity of issues? That's on Daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number nine. Where do we learn that one is permitted to wear tefillin Erev Shabbos in Rishus Rabim because he's always aware he's wearing it? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Great. And number 10. Where do we learn about the various contexts of the Rabbanim during Tefillah? That's on Daf. Yud. Great. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.